Vayter and Shas, remember, Babasa Daf Tzadivah, picking up on Tzadivah, Hema Beis Bada Ba'am of the page, second to last line, Amar Le Abayi Rav Yosef. We left Rav Yosef with the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista about what bracha you make on wine that's very low quality. Rav Yehuda says you make a Rav Yagafin, Rav Chista says you make a Borei Shako in the row. Now, Amar Le Abayi Rav Yosef, Ha Rav Yehuda, Ha Rav Chista, Mar Kaman Tzvirle, who do you hold like? Amar Le, he said back, Mastisi Adana says, listen, I know myself that we got ourselves a brisa, and we're going to have a long discussion of a brisa now, and then it's going to bring out what exactly we're going to learn from it. Beep, turn the page, side of Menav. The time we're looking at a brisa, but the gizachavis, the osmafish alet shuma v'holich. If let's say someone goes in, he's checking the barrel of wine that he set aside in order to see about relying on to take off truma from it. What that means is if a person is going and selling barrels of wine, he's selling bottles, instead of taking off chumas and masters from each one of them, what he does is he takes off, he has this designated barrel that's on the side, and every time he's take off, he takes off more from it. Now, he's got to make sure that this thing, when he's taking it off, it still remained wine. It's not vinegar. If it's vinegar, then he's taking off from vinegar onto wine. That wouldn't work. So what happens is we have a bodek as a chavis. One's checking the barrel. Lios mafresh alech chumah v'holech v'yachach nims hischomets. And then after you found out that it actually turned to vinegar. The problem is we don't know when it turned to vinegar. Maybe it was only after everything was already separated, everything's okay. Maybe it was before, and then he didn't take off Jumas and Maisos. Viachim says, Chomets, Kol Gimel Yom Vadai. Bekan Veedach Safik. All 3 days, the barrel is considered Vadai, certain. Bekan Veedach Safik. But then it ends up being a Safik. Says Rashbam, Lekamim, and Farah Sigmar is going to explain what exactly this means. Maika Omar. Wonder what's going on over here. It says Rishbam, the fee sheyesh lefrasha b'shnei in yanim k'lekamina kabayla. We're going to see this can be explained. These two things can be explained differently. What does it mean, this 3 day period? But also when it says that it's vade, what do you mean? It's vade wine or vade vinegar? So, Amr Yochanan Hacham, this means to say, Kol Gimel Yom Rishonim, all the 3 days, the original, the first 3 days. Meaning, after you check the wine, you've checked it, you tasted it, it turned out to be wine. All those days afterwards, vadayayin, for sure it's considered, it certainly remained wine. So anything happened over the next 3 days, if wine was taken off, chum was taken off, then we're fine. Mikan v'yelech, from then on, from those 3 days on, Suffolk. Now we're in a state of Suffolk. Says the Rashbam, the Shema lo hischil hachmitz ad gimel yomim kodim chinim tzichomitz. Bahashta b'shas mitziyahu denasi chomitz. Helka chavi truma misafik v'yach savitrum. We don't know, like, during that time period, in the meantime, from those 3 days and on, maybe it's good, maybe it was not good, maybe it's considered wine. It wasn't yet wine. It wasn't still wine. So therefore, you'd have to take off. My time. Now, what's the reason? Says Rishbam, Havi kol gimel yomim mishana vada yayin v'gil miyom echon misafik chomitz. Why is that the case? Chamra me'iloi akar. Because he says wine in a barrel becomes sour from the top down. And the wine was tasted by the owner the last time, and it didn't yet begin to become bad because it starts from the top. If you taste from the top, and it's still good, it must mean it's good. So if you want to say right after you taste it became sour, have a recha chal of a time chamra. 3 days, its smell would be of vinegar, but it would taste like wine. And Yochai is of the opinion, when something smells like vinegar and it tastes like wine, then it's still considered like wine. So if it smelled like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, right, it couldn't have been that it started, it's still considered wine. But after those 3 days, that's we're not sure exactly when it from after that when it happened. So that's where we get it from. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omar, he comes and he says, Kol Gimel Yomim Achronim. It says all of the last. This is what it's saying. Anytime during the last 3 days, before the barrel was checked and found that it had vinegar, vade chometz. Certainly, we can say that it already had chomet, had vinegar. So any truma that's made during that 3 day period is definitely going to be no good. Mikana lalon, from this point and going back in time, that's suffic whether it was good. So it's actually the opposite extreme over here. okay, my time. Why is that? Because Chama Mitatoyakar, he says, no, he's of the opinion that the way that it goes is the barrel becomes sour from the bottom and makes its way up. So we could say that the wine already became bad at the last time it was checked, but he didn't recognize it because it starts at the bottom. Him, Tim Salam, if you want to say me, Yakar, that Rabbi Shua would agree that the wine turns sour from the top. And this wine was tasted, and it didn't yet start to become sour. Rabbi Shua would still consider a suffix starting right after, because Dilma Basar did to Imiakar, because maybe it became sour right after he tasted it. And then we have a case of where it smells like vinegar, but tastes like wine. When ladies have the opinion that if it smells like vinegar, it tastes like wine, it's considered vinegar. Okay, that's a bit of a machlokas over here. Okay, and number three, Dromoi Mastu Mishmei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they came along, the great sages of the south, they learned the name of Yeshua ben Levi, that we shown him Vadayin. The first 3 days after you check, when it was, you know, when you checked and it's always wine, for sure it's wine. Achonim Vadechomets, the last 3 days before the barrel was found to become vinegar is certainly vinegar. And Tsoim Suffolk is only the middle days that it's a Suffolk. After the 3 days, and before those 3 days, that's going to be the case. It says Gemara, Hagufakasha, that stuff is the Kasha. Amar Shoshana Vadayin, you said that you said the first 3 days are Vadayin, Almarechi, Chalot, Vitaime, Chamra, Chamra. That comes out that wine, who smell like vinegar, but tastes like wine. Then we consider that to be like wine. Then you said, at the last 3 days before it's found to have vinegar, are considered for sure vinegar. So it must be come out to say that it smells like vinegar, right? To what it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's considered vinegar. What's going on? Really, and for the Gemara, no. I mean, not no, but yes. We hold like Rav Yochanan, and that is that if it smells like vinegar, tastes like wine, it's considered wine. So therefore, everything makes sense, the first part. The second part, that's talking about a case where you said where it tastes, smells like vinegar. That's kigon d'ishtachachala siftika. That's talking about when it was very strong. Says the Rishbam, the olam rechi chala v'taymei chamra is chamrahu. We're talking about a case, the Mishkach Chomitz Chazak Yoter Midai. Shadavar Yadua Shezeh Vav Yamim, the 6 days, Yehizchil Lahachmitz, L'Sof Gimel Na'aseh Chomitz. So B'Gimel Achronim, Nitchazek V'Nitchazek Me'od V'Na'aseh Siptika Chazaka, becomes very, very strong. This is for sure going to be vinegar. In that case, we could say that the wine turned vinegar, right, at least 3 days earlier. Because if it didn't turn the sour at least 3 days earlier, then lo have mishach chalasiftika. It wouldn't have been that it's so strong. So therefore, anything that's separated of truma, maybe the last 3 days, are definitely going to be no good. So don't forget, this whole thing was brought up because of the fact that we asked a question, right, of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef answered a buyer, trying to figure out who we going like Rav Yehuda, Rav Chista, about what bracha you make on this wine that's sour. So it says Gemara, Kamad Pashatle, according to who is Rav Yosef answering Abaye? According to whether Rav Yochanan says, right, we know he says that wine that tastes, a taste of wine, but the smell of vinegar is considered wine, therefore Berpia Goffin. According to Shimon Levi, he says that sour wine is not considered wine and would not do the normal use of shahakal. So which one are we learning here? It says Gemara, Pligi ba Rav Mari Rav Zvid. Mari Rav Zvid, they argue about this. Chadam Kerb Yochanan, what says Kerb Yochanan, therefore Berpia Goffin. Chadam Kerb Shimon Levi, says Shimon Levi, and therefore it's going to be shahakal. Beautiful. Says the Rashbam, Chad Amar Kereb Yochanan V'chulu, V'nira Lid Hilchasak Reb Yochanan, B'yashmeid Hilchasak Reb Yochanan, B'yashmeid Reb Yochanan. Why? Daha, Reb Deromai, Mishmeid Reb Yoshua Ben Levi, Kaimikava. Say they hold the great sages from the south, they said the name of Reb Yoshua Ben Levi, that they hold like that as well. Therefore, that's what he thinks the halacha is. Let's talk about more wine and vinegar. Someone who sells a barrel of wine to his friend, and then it became no good. The buyer brought the wine home, and he left in the container. And then what happened? It became vinegar. It says, if it happened during the first 3 days after it was sold, and the wine is considered like it was still in the sale of the hands of the seller, and therefore he's the one who loses out. What do you want from me? Then it's up to you. It's in your hand. Beep. Turn the page. Tzadi vavameza. Shmuel says chamra akasva demari shavar. The wine jumps onto the shoulders of the buyer, and he says, not my problem, says Rashbam. Ushmuel Amarinu Chai Bechriyuso, the seller, Afa Bishaykh Bishokhavis Shal Mocher, Mishum the Charma Agaba de Gavra Shava Al Kasef Adam Medale, Klomer Mazalo Garim. This is his mazel that caused it to happen. Chetchel Bala Yayin, Kinafka Lun Atsadi Ches. It's not my problem. That is your problem. Okay, Avad Rav Yosef Uvda Kvasid the Rav. Yosef did Paskin like Rav, that three day shtickle. Bishikra, that was when it came to the deal by beer. Kvasid the Shmuel Bechamra, but he Paskin like Shmuel when it came to wine. Vilchasa Kvasid the Shmuel, and Halacha comes out to be by like Shmuel. Even by beer, it goes like Shmuel. That doesn't matter if it's still in the same barrel, it's your problem. Tana Rabban, Echad Shechar Tamarim, Echad Shechar Seorim, Echad Shemayayin, Mevrachan Aleim, Shekol Neb Veral. Amazing. That is beer that's made of dates, or beer that's made of barley, or let's say of water that you have Shemre Yayin. These are called wine lees. They were steeped in them, says Rishbam, Shemre Yayin, who temed, Shenosin Mayim, Al Gabe Shmarim, Mat Masmadin, Osan, Veshosin Osan. So they go and they make like a, you let them sit over there, and then you drink it. What bracha are you making all these things? Shahako, says Rishbam, Velo Bari Priag Aitz, Meshechar Tamarim, Velo Bari Priag Dama, Ubarim Mizonos, Al Shechasarim, Velo Chashive, Velo. And that chashav v'lo b'priyag gafen b'shmarei yai shemar yain. Achayim amim. Back in the Gemara, achayim amim. Ashemar yain koses Rashbam that shmarim sheyesh b'am tam yain. That if this shmarim, the dreg, the lees, the lees, that water like soaked in over there, that is a flavor of wine. Oh, he says that is where you would make a bripia guffin. Rabbi Rav Yosef said, halacha is not like them, right? You have this whole thing over there. I don't care. Even if it's a flavor of wine, you make a shackle. Because everyone's masking. Ramat los of asa arba chamrahu. That if you poured 3 cups of water on, you know, this dreg, on this wine dreg, and when the liquid came out to 4 cups, comes from it, chamrahu, is still considered like wine, because 1/4 of it is clearly comes from this dreg. That is, you put in 3 cups of water, now you end up with 4 cups, you know, because of that stuff, then you're going to make a bria gafen. Rava letame, Rava goes according to his own logic, Rava, Rava, kol chamrah, delo dari, any wine that, delo dari, alchad tlasmaya, lav chamrahu. Any wine that can hold, you know, 3 parts water to 1 part wine, is not considered good wine. That's not, that ain't the real deal. Back in the day, the wine was very, very strong. They had to dilute it. They couldn't drink it straight up. So Rabbi's saying that if the wine is too weak to hold 3 parts water to 1 part wine, that's not considered real wine. So 3 cups of water are poured, and it came with 4 cups of liquid, it's enough wine in the mixture to be considered like wine. Rama Tlasa, and also, everyone's going to be masking that if you pour 3 cups, Vasa Tlas, only 3 cups come out. Velo Klumhu, even if it tastes like wine, it's not considered anything in shackle. Kipligu, where is it? Machlokas, Dwama Tlas of Asa Tlasa Palga. When you pour over 3, it ends up with 3.5. Darbonis, everything, O Tlasa, Io Tlasa, Nafik. 3 cups of water came in, and those 3 cups came out. right? That's water. And pusle palga, the remaining stuff over there is only half a cup of liquor that came from the actual dreg. Or palga b'shisa palga maya v'loklamu. A half, a cup of wine that's mixed with six half cups of water, right? Because it comes out to half of those, so it's 1 and 6 over there. That's not considered anything. V'chirim savi, others, they hold t'lasa ul train palga nafik. 3 cups of water came in into like the dreg, but 2.5 came out, pashle kuza, and there remains a full cup of liquid that came from the actual dreg, from the lees, v'kuza v'che palga, and a 1 cup to 2.5 cups of water, chamamayu, is considered straight up wine, and that's where you would make a borei pri hajafen. Frank the Gemara, if you put in 3 cups and you come out 3.5 or 4 or whatever, even 3.5, you're going to tell me that's going to be machlokes? What do you mean? You put in, you came out more stuff that wasn't put in. Well, tanan, but we learned in a Mishnah, beep, turn the page. Tzadi Zayin. Hamisame, that's again when someone leaves stuff in to go into sleep over there to soak. Rashbam says, Mayim Bishmarim Potter Mimaiser. So if you steep the stuff, and us in mind by me, then pours a measure of water into them. Umatsa kedei midaso. And when the liquid comes out, he found the amount equal to that that was put in the water. Then putter, it's going to be putter from meiser, right? It's not considered wine. It's considered water. There's a little bit of a flavor over there, and that they don't think of meiser and water. And Rehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Huda says you're going to be chayev. Even Rabbi Huda's mask him, that to other dinim that it's not considered wine. Here he's being machmir when it comes to meiser. Now, ad kan lo pligi ela b'kedei midaso. Rabbi Yehuda v'chachamim only arguing when it came out to the same amount of water was put in. Ava b'yosem b'kedei midaso lo pligi. If it's more than that he put in, you put in 3 and it comes out more than that, everyone's going to be maskim, it's considered wine, which goes against Rava, who says that it's not always considered wine depending on how much it is. So what do you do with that? It says Gemara, who adinda feel be yosem b'kedei midaso pligi. No, they're really arguing even if it comes out more than you put in. Behind the kamifli b'kedei midaso, and the reason why the Brisa goes and argues, Stavka, I'm sorry, the fact that the Brisa brings that they argue where it was equal to the water it comes in, is not to say that's the only place. It's just Lodiach HaKochot Rabbi Yehuda was just coming to show you the power of Rabbi Yehuda's din, to show that he holds it, even in the case where it comes out to equal the water it puts in, it's still going to be Chayev in Meiser. Right, that's a pretty big statement over there to go and do such a thing. Boy, minei Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, minei Rav Chia bar Avin, shmarim sheish b'hem tam yayin. Let's say you have water, we have this dreg here, the lees that were soaked over there, that has a tam of wine. Ma, what's going to be the din? Meaning, what bracha would you make on such a thing? Amalei says, mi savret chamer hu? Do you think that this is considered wine? Kiyu ba'amahu. This is just flavored type of water, and therefore, clearly, you would not make a hagafna, you just make a shahakal. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.